Good morning, everybody. It is 3:25 a.m. here where I'm at, and this is Food for Thought, Thoughts That Fit Where You by Neo Gentrix. Now, last time I took a short break and covered night shifts for those who needed it. And like I said before, if you need any more advice on specific topics or something you're interested in, please hit me up on my Facebook, my webpage, or any of the sites that you know me on, or here on Anchor. So, continuing where I left up, why is sleep important? How to sleep? You know, let's go back into this a little bit here. You know, although our knowledge of exactly why we sleep is lacking, we do know a lot about the efforts of not sleeping. So, too little sleep or low quality sleep, I mean, you get the idea of what I'm talking about here. I mean, our overall quality of life can be seriously affected by the lack of quality sleep, and, you know, this can heavily influence how we behave and perform, how we feel, or even how we look, okay? So I'm promoting good sleep hygiene, and the best way I can do this is by helping people understand why it's even important, okay? Sleep hygiene is a term used to describe the environmental and behavioral factors that may affect our ability to fall asleep and gain a good quality sleep. Good quality sleep. I can't talk. Anyway, people who do suffer from insomnia, and I did for a while, so this is why I'm doing this for a lot of people who need to know this. Okay, inability to sleep or sleep awake, staying asleep may work hard on their sleep hygiene in an attempt to control the disorder, but it's really hard for a lot of people. You know, however, many of us can benefit from good sleep hygiene regardless of whether we sleep from a sleep disorder or not. Sleep insomnia can either keep you awake or keep you asleep. Either way, you look at it, both are bad. Because eventually you do need to wake up, or you would want to wake up. You know, and in order to get to sleep and stay asleep during the night, it is important to relax both your body and mind. And while you may find this a little bit hard, I have a few tips that might help you, but that's about it, okay? It's still up to you to do some of the work. We're going to take a short break, and I'll give you those tips. Alright, and we're back. First things first, avoid big meals before bedtime, okay? I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. Eating a large meal can make us feel tired, but it can also make us feel uncomfortable and therefore prevent us from falling asleep, or in some people's case, staying asleep. Okay, so don't do that. Also, this one should be an automatic know-how, but don't drink caffeine or alcohol. Let me go ahead and put a stipple on that a couple hours before you go to bed, okay? Both caffeine and alcohol are stimulants, okay, and they can prevent you from sleeping. If you're a smoker, then, well, avoid smoking for a few hours before you go to sleep, as nicotine itself is a stimulant, okay? And then, you know, to maintain a healthy sleep environment, ideally you should aim for a quiet, dark, cool, comfortable room in which you can sleep, okay? No, not freezing cold, cool, okay? Between kind of warm and cold, where it's at least comfortable for you, okay? And then stick to a routine and make enough time for sleep. Okay, everybody's body is different, and most adults need between 7 to 9 hours of sleep in a 24-hour period in order to get full rest. You know, try to keep bedtimes and wake-up times consistent and allow enough time for your sleep. You know, if you feel tired in the day, it's possible you're not allowing yourself to sleep enough. So take that into factor. Also, and this is a big one, avoid watching TV, using your computer, tablet, or any other devices immediately before you go to bed. Try reading something easy or listening to music for 30 minutes before you intend to sleep, as that can keep you awake. Also, taking a warm bath early in the evening. Although the bath can relax you, and do not take a hot bath immediately before bedtime, okay? As your body needs to cool down in order to fall asleep and remain asleep. If you're burning hot, that's not possible. Try taking a relaxing bath a few hours before bedtime so that your body has time to cool down. I just thought about it as soon as I said that. A couple of people I know who tried that, and, well, let's put it this way. They complained all night and never went to sleep, and neither did I, sleeping in the living room. So, take regular exercise in the daytime, but not close to sleep. If you're going to go to sleep soon, please do not exercise before you plan to go to sleep, as this will make you insanely uncomfortable. Physical exercise can promote good sleep as well as many other benefits to health and well-being, but it can prevent you from sleeping properly. And the last one is stay cool during the night. You know, make sure your fan or the AC is going, or, you know, a lighter duvet comforter or something. Use those when you're trying to go to sleep in the evening. Your body needs to be cool to sleep effectively, okay? So with that, find out what works for you and experiment with your sleep hygiene and see if you can improve your sleep. We'll be right back. All right, and we're back. So if you regularly have problems falling asleep or wake frequently in the night, seek professional advice from your doctor. And, you know, because sleep disorders are not uncommon and should not be left undiagnosed, okay? Just going to go ahead and start off with that. Anyway, lack of sleep, dangers and concerns. You may be aware of the dangers of driving and operating machinery whilst tired, but tiredness and lack of sleep can be dangerous for lots of other reasons, okay? Tiredness can kill, okay? The dangers of too little sleep. Let me go ahead and cover that real quick. Generally, you are more likely to feel irritable, grumpy, and have a shorter temper when you're tired, okay? Lack of sleep can make us more emotional, which can have a negative effect on our relationships with others, okay? The reaction times are reduced when we're tired. This makes driving and operating machinery more dangerous, okay? In the UK, this is something I looked up, it is estimated that as many as 1 in 5 of all motor traffic accidents are caused by tiredness or falling asleep at the wheel. If you don't believe me, go look this up on YouTube. People make funny clips about this. It's not funny. Lack of sleep affects our ability to be creative and innovative. Okay, the problem-solving and decision-making skills are less effective, therefore making you pretty much useless to everyone around you. Now, when it sounds funny, it's not actually cool. Specifically, brain cognitive functions are reduced, including the ability to concentrate and pay attention. So, lack of sleep does not help you study for your tests. It actually causes memory issues, believe it or not. Insufficient sleep can lead to greater appetite, for one. Quality sleep helps the body regulate levels of ghrelin and leptin hormones that are linked to your appetite and feeling hunger, which in turn can increase the likelihood of becoming overweight or obese. It increases the risk of higher cholesterol levels, developing diabetes and heart problems, okay? In a recent Norwegian study, it concluded that people who had trouble falling asleep and remaining asleep each night were 3 times more likely to develop heart failure than those who reported no sleeping. Now, while I can't confirm this to be true, it has been proven that it does cause a lot of problems, okay? A decrease in exercise also. You know, without sleep, you are less likely to want to engage in physical activities. This can be exasperating problems as far as with your body weight or heart disease. So that definitely can prove towards having heart disease as a problem. Lack of sufficient sleep can make us more susceptible to stress, which is more likely to suffer from depression and other serious mental complaints such as already is known. And people who do not get enough sleep may drink more caffeinated beverages to reduce the effect of tiredness. And I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. Caffeine can be dangerous in high quantities and can raise your blood pressure and pulse, therefore adding strain to your heart. So I recommend getting a lot of sleep if you can help it. All right, we're going to finish up with the triggers for tiredness and sleep, okay? Stuff that can trigger you being tired during the day. There are numerous environmental and circumstantial issues and reasons why you might feel tired before bedtime. Other times other than bedtime, anyway. And some of them are pretty common, okay? One of them is just not sleeping enough the previous night. Believe it or not, that can cause it. And while it sounds obvious, if you don't sleep regularly like you're supposed to, and then you try to sleep at night when you sleep during the day, it makes it really hard. Eating after a large meal. After eating a large meal, that can make you tired and then sleep when you're not supposed to. This usually has a natural response and lasts only a relatively short period. However, excessive tiredness after eating could indicate a more serious dietary problem. You know, some people have allergies to certain foods that can make them feel tired after eating. If that's the case, you should probably go to the doctor and have yourself diagnosed. Anyway, natural changes in your bodily rhythm. This means we feel more tired and have an increased desire to sleep between the hours of midnight and 6 a.m., but also between 2 and 4 p.m. 2 p.m. and 4 p.m., which is not healthy, okay? Certain medications, both prescribed over the counter, can can cause sleepiness. Always read the label and check the side effects. Especially if you need to drive or operate machinery, okay? Some illicit drugs can cause immediate sleepiness or lead to delayed feelings of lethargy, which is not healthy. Alcohol can cause tiredness. I don't need to go into that. Boring situations can cause lethargy. If you're bored, do something about it, okay? Bathing can cause tiredness, especially if it's a hot tub. Hot water lowers the blood pressure and relaxes the muscles, which increases feelings of tiredness. If you haven't already figured that out, for those who do, good for you. Physical exercise can make us sleepy, although this is usually down to excessive or new exercise. As the body becomes fitter, it therefore less exerted tiredness and after regular exercise can be reduced, so that's fine. Hormonal changes can cause can make us feel sleepy. For example, men can become sleepy after sex due to the drop of the male hormone testosterone, which causes a lack of energy. Women feel more sleepy during their menstrual cycle, during ovulation, menopause, and even during pregnancy due to changing levels of female hormone estrogen. So in case you didn't know that, that's why most women feel tired. Other than that, that's pretty much it. If you have any additional questions, feel free to message me. This has been Thoughts for You, If It Were You, Food for Thought by Neo Gentrix. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for listening.